Where's Waldo? As taken from Wikipedia, is a series of children's books created by the English illustrator Martin Handford. The books consist of a series of detailed, double-page spread illustrations depicting dozens or more people doing a variety of amusing things at a given location. Readers are challenged to find a character named Waldo hidden in the group. Waldo's distinctive red and white striped shirt, bobble hat, and glasses make him slightly easier to recognize. But many illustrations contain red herrings involving the deceptive use of red and white striped objects. I think part of our going to church initially was looking for Jesus like people search a picture looking for Waldo. We look, trying to focus. Our mind wanders a little looking at the different characters doing things in the Where's Waldo illustrations. Then we refocus, undertaking a renewed effort to find the character, Waldo. In our search for Jesus, some just get tired after a few days. Others seem to last longer, yet there are those who find what I call a passion trail. I have asked myself a pretty pokey question many times when I feel my interest fading a little. Here it is. Just how interested are you in connecting with God? And to be honest, as if there's any other way to be, it's a great question, but I rarely like my answer. Am I just peeping around the corner at him? Am I facing him but looking more at the ground or other places? Am I looking for him with anticipation, or is my search just a passive, looking around like watching a video while simultaneously playing on my phone? 1 Chronicles 15:29. And as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window. Now, where the English word there is looked, the Hebrew speaks of a very different heart posture than openly gazing. It literally means to peep at, or to lean out and gaze from a high window as surveying a spectacle, looking with interest while staying out of sight. The phrase high window says to me she was looking down on David from her high place of her elevated dignity. Not eye level, but peering at him who was down low, implying a sense of he was somehow less than. I wonder how often I look for Jesus from my elevated platform of my own making. And rather than really chasing after him, I peep at him from around the corner of my high place. Is this a question you'd be willing to entertain? And if you did, what is your answer to yourself? Michal's attitude towards David dancing before the Lord spoke volumes of her heart toward the Lord. The Hebrew word used in reference to Michal in 1 Chronicles 15:29 is the same word used of Jezebel in 2 Kings 9:30, in that she peeped at Jehu, gazed down at him from her high window. She lost her life from that high place she had gotten for herself. I would imagine Jezebel, like Michal, had a habit of looking down at the little people from a place where she could see them, but the people couldn't necessarily see her. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Let yourself be known to the Lord, expose to him your heart, mind, and body. His mercy endures forever, and there is no way he's going to hammer you. He thinks you are beautiful. How bad do we want to find him? He's not going to allow himself to be found so easily as long as we peep at him through the curtains of our high windows. Our purpose and reason is not to discover our purpose and reason, but to discover and apprehend Jesus. And it is right nigh impossible if we're always hiding and looking down on the little people.